Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Gradick, your host, and it's a beautiful Monday morning. And it's good to be back with you. And thank you for listening. You can probably go out of breath, but you can call us at 678-601-TALK. You can post your comments on Facebook Live. You can listen to us on 1330 AM or 106.3 FM or the TuneIn app, or just simply go to our website. You know? And that's about all we can handle. Our guest this morning is great to have her back, is Carmen Stamps, Executive Director of the Pregnancy Resource Center. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, more importantly?
I'm doing well.
Good, good, good. Well, we're kind of excited, and one reason I wanted to go ahead and bring you in, you've got this very special concert coming up this Friday night to benefit the Pregnancy Resource Center. And by a guy who used to be here in Carrollton.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us a little something about it.
So this is Worship 360 Group out of Gainesville, Georgia. And they're led by Pastor Miles Brown, who grew up here in Carrollton. He was a pastor here in Carrollton several years ago. And he's coming back to bring his worship group with him. And they're going to do a night of worship and inspiration. It's a free event. But a love offering will be taken up, and all proceeds will go to benefit us at Pregnancy Resource Center. So the whole community is invited to come out.
And that's this Friday night, June 14th, 7 p.m. Where's it going to be held?
At City Station.
City Station.
Yes.
I've heard of them somewhere. Now, where are they exactly?
It's at the end of Maple Street, the bypass intersects Maple Street, right there at CVS. And
CBS gets a lot of free advertising
because
of City Station. Well, I get some sort of, you know, deal going there.
Exactly.
But anyway, City Station this Friday night, 7 p.m. to benefit the Pregnancy Resource Center. You know, it just seems like their heart for ministry is to reach out for people like the Pregnancy Resource Center and help benefit them.
Absolutely. Their goal is to shine a light on organizations within our communities that are just loving on people regardless of their circumstances, and just wanting to encourage these organizations. And they approached us, and of course we jumped on it and said, absolutely, we'd love to have y'all come out to Carrollton.
Their website is worship360group.com. And of course the Pregnancy Resource Center website is pregnancyrc.com. All right, we've got, no doubt, a handful of people that have never heard about the Pregnancy Resource Center that serves Carol Harrelson and Hurd. So give us an overview.
Okay, well, we are an organization that serves men and women facing unplanned pregnancies. All of our services are free of charge and confidential. And we exist to offer medical services, evidence-based resources, and life skills to promote healthy living.
So you've got that down into about three sentences. My congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That is like, you know, you got an hour's worth of material down to three sentences. I wish you'd share that with other people. That's a marvelous skill. Okay, well, let's dig down into that a little bit differently. You said the word free, and that caught my attention, free of charge. That comes about with pregnancy testing, right?
It is. Our pregnancy testing is free of charge. Our limited ultrasounds that are performed by a certified sonographer, those are free of charge as well. We do have our clients come in for their first appointment, which is a pregnancy test. We confirm that they're pregnant. They get prenatal education, speak with one of our pregnancy coaches, go over their options depending on what they're considering for their pregnancy. And then we have them come in for a second appointment for our ultrasound. And that's with our nurse manager, who is, like I said, is trained to do those ultrasounds.
Of course, you are the only person over there, right?
Sure. No, I have a wonderful team of people that are there helping and just serving the community each and every day.
Some of them are Debbie, Kelly, Amber, Roxanne, Tammy, Heaven Lee.
Yes.
And then the interim medical director now is Dr. Parrish?
Dr. William Parrish.
Mm-hmm. Will Parrish. So there's a whole group of people there. What's the team like?
Well, we are just we're a united team. We all feel like we're called to be at Pregnancy Resource Center, using our different gifts and talents to help each and every woman that comes through the door. And we all have a different story, and we are able to use our stories to minister to those that are in crisis.
Okay. It takes a special person to do that.
It does.
I mean, a special calling. Y'all are a Christian ministry,
we
correct?
We are. Mm-hmm.
So basically, they're just kind of called to be there and to serve.
Yeah, absolutely. And that helps with the morale as we work together and situations that come up. It's not like a secular workplace. It is very much a place where we can be ourselves, but yet we're unified as sisters and we support one another in each and every task that comes our way.
Before we go to break, tell us about the role of prayer in the organization, because it's at the forefront.
Absolutely. And as a staff, as a board of directors, we really put prayer as a priority. Since December, we've been meeting monthly for strategic prayer. And that's just a staff. Nobody's forced to do that, but our staff and our board have decided that that's something that we really want to make a priority for us as an organization. And it's been going well. We've seen God move and work and in our clients' lives and in our personal lives and also in the life of the center as a whole.
All right. Our guest this morning is Carmen Stamps, Executive Director of the Pregnancy Resource Center. We're here today to kind of invite everybody who would like to come on out to a night of worship and inspiration this Friday, June 14th, 7 p.m. City Station, with the Worship 360 group and Miles Brown from Carrollton.
That's right.
So it should be a whole lot of fun. And we'll be back with more after this word.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. Because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm honored to have in studio with us Carmen Stamps, Executive Director of the Pregnancy Resource Center. And it's one thing that's critically important for pregnancy resource centers is the ultrasound.
Absolutely.
And it's really, I tell you what, instead of me trying to describe it, I've got an audio clip from a lady, this organization that produces clip. It's called the organization's called Preborn. It's a 3-minute clip, but I think it better than anything, you know, certainly I could say. This lady's in Houston, Texas. She's outside the second largest abortion clinic in America. And this is her testimony, if you will, regarding ultrasound and her I think I just lost the audio. Hold on for me just a second. Let's see. There we are.
So, and I have 2 kids. I have a 3-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter. I had my cycle September 7th, and I was so happy because I recently got off of birth control. I had my cycle, and then my daughter's birthday is October 4th, and she just made 1. So to, like, have a daughter or child that's going to be 1, and to kind of feel that you're pregnant and have another child, you have so many people looking at you like you're not going to make it. I actually found out I was pregnant October 2nd, 2 days before her birthday. And I went to like a 99 cent store, got the pregnancy test. I snuck in a house with my mom because I stayed with my mom. And I went in a restroom and I took the pregnancy test. It said positive. I was happy but shocked. And I kind of stuck it back in my purse. And I went outside to tell the kid's father. And he was like, "You're not ready for another baby. This is not what we need. I can't take care of a third child. Like, you can't afford this." It's like my feelings was forced to go another way. Everything was kind of taken away from me at that moment because I was like, well, maybe I'm not going to be able to afford this baby. I felt that I'm not going to be able to be a mom to this baby. And so some told me, just go to the free pregnancy clinic. So I came to the pregnancy clinic and I did the results. And it was this nice lady that just talked to me. She was like, "Well, you are pregnant. And your due date is June 15th. I went to go do my ultrasound, and it was this nice lady, the ultrasound lady. I was sitting there, and I seen the ultrasound, and I just seen the baby. And at that moment, I wanted to keep the baby. She said, "There go the heartbeat. There was another life that was inside of me that's growing." And I said, "I can't make this life suffer." And I knew just from that point on, me having that baby, I'd be able to get far. The baby would be able to get far no matter what. And that changed my life just from that ultrasound picture. And I have the picture now with the baby. It's only 8 weeks and like 3 days. And I'm just like so excited for that. Deep inside, I think I needed to come to this place. Because like I tell you, once I met that lady, she pulled in something that was deeper inside of me, my true feelings. He ripped them away from me. And when I talked to her, she like, "No, this is what you need to do. This is who you are. You don't need to change." So me coming back to the center, it brought family, it brought love, something I did not have. You know, with this pregnancy, it's only two people that know that I'm pregnant. I can't tell anyone because I'll be judged. And people are going to say, "What are you going to do? I'm 26. And people are going to say, "How are you going to make it? What you going to do? I'm not going to watch that baby. I'm not going to take care of this baby. How are you going to make it?" The only person I really talk to is the lady at the center. She's the only one that's there for me through my pregnancy.
I imagine you've had that and seen that, been part of that experience probably hundreds of times.
What's it like? It's funny that that's a very similar scenario than as what we see at our center. Yeah, a lot of our clients, our patients come in and they have no support. And the support that's supposed to come alongside them are those voices in their lives saying, "You can't do this." And we are the voice of truth. We are the voice of love. We are proud of the fact, and it's one of our mottos, that there's no judgment, just love when they come in to the center with us. And so, yeah, and seeing that ultrasound, seeing the baby on that screen just really brings the pregnancy home for our patients that, whoa, there is a life growing inside of me. There is a heartbeat. And time after time, that baby is showing out when it comes up on the screen that it's flipping and waving and kicking or however, and that mom can see that that baby really is more than a clump of cells. It's a life in there, and that's an immediate bonding moment for mom and baby.
You've had, I think, some experiences where the father has actually been able to see the ultrasound too. That's also a very life-changing experience.
Absolutely. I mean, more so, it brings it home for him as well, because, of course, he's not experiencing what the woman is. But that's proof right there in black and white for his eyes to see that, yes, that is the baby that is alive, a part of him that's growing and developing. So,
in the clip, we noticed that he kind of blew the whole thing off. And I guess that's one of the biggest challenges for the woman is the father doesn't want any part of it.
Absolutely. Statistically, and I'm not real sure the exact statistic, but if a father of the baby will come alongside the mother and support her and say, "Yes, we can do this together. I will help in whatever way. I'm going to support you." She's more likely to choose life for that child. And so a father's role is vitally important. for the life of that woman and for the life of the baby.
You mentioned how, and I think she did too, I mean, this is a thoroughly and totally confidential matter that y'all deal with for these women.
Absolutely. I mean, we hold their confidence at our utmost importance, and we strive to keep that confidential at all points throughout making the appointment all the way through finishing up with all of our services, and even beyond that. I mean, we don't release medical records to anyone other than the client when they come in and show their ID. I mean, we are very strategic and specific in who we give our information to.
Tell us a little bit more about your facility in terms of the ultrasound. You've expanded, and you have really kind of a wing now that is really has the feel of a truly medical kind of environment.
Absolutely. We have two exam rooms. One right now we're using for our pregnancy testing. Our other one is for our ultrasounds. We would love to see both rooms utilized for ultrasounds, and that's going to take a matter of another machine, obtaining another machine, having another a staff member trained in ultrasound scanning. So there's a lot that's involved in that. But yes, we do have the capacity. We have the room, and we have the vision, and we're just ready for God to bless with some funding and staffing, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll with both rooms ready to go.
We're going to do a little rocking and rolling, so to speak, this Friday night with a night of worship and inspiration. Worship 360 group, Miles Brown's coming back to town, and he'll be at City Station at 7 p.m. We hope everyone comes out. We'll be back with more with Carmen Stamps after this word from Tanner Health System.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Gradick, your host. Delighted to have you with us. And you can give us a call, 678-601-TALK, or post something on the Facebook page, and I'll pull it up in a minute, take a look at it. This is on the website, and this just kind of struck me. We talked about, you've got an expansive team of people that are really called to this ministry. Right. One of those people has the name of Debbie Daniel.
Yes, and the famous Debbie.
She's really kind of very remarkable. Client service director. Here's a quote from the website. Now, I'm not obviously going to be able to read this properly. I was a math kind of guy, but just kind of bear in mind with that, and then I'll get you to comment
on
it.
Okay.
This is from Debbie. What I love most about my job is empowering and loving on women. I'm a mother of two, but I have also had an abortion. With all three, I wish I had someone to help me. Because of my experience, expertise, and training, I now have a unique advantage in supporting other women with their pregnancy decisions. Unquote. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah. Debbie's got a wonderful story of brokenness and healing, and now she is just a champion for women in the same situation where she found herself quite a few years ago. And I mean, she's just wonderful at what she does. And time again, she has used her story to help young women change their mind. I mean, they start really thinking in a whole nother direction once they hear Debbie's story. And she's not ashamed or afraid to share it.
Part of this doesn't stop with one or two visits. Y'all do parenting classes, you do coaching, you do material goods. Elaborate on kind of, if you will, or lack of a better term, follow-up.
Okay. Yeah, we follow up with every client. They are assigned a coach when they come for their pregnancy test, and that is just a session where we sit down and we really just make sure that we are meeting all of their needs in regards to their pregnancy. And then that coach follows them through the pregnancy, calling them, emailing, texting. We invite them to come back in after the baby's born for a shower of blessing. And that's we give them a gift, a care package to get them started, and pray over them and the baby if they agree to having a prayer. We also do our Parenting Plus classes, and we have several parenting mentors that sit with our parents and just coach them through what to expect when you're expecting, and once the baby arrives, how do you deal with this situation or that, and we call it Parenting Plus because even beyond parenting, they are able to get education on budgeting, relationships, and we have applied for a grant to hopefully expand that program a little bit more and really do some specific programs on healthy meal preparation, breastfeeding, some other things that are going to be very helpful to them once the baby arrives.
And you also have, support through material goods.
Absolutely. Our community just really comes around us, and we're so thankful for a community that provides diapers for us, gently used clothing from newborn to 24 months. And we have wipes, baby food, formula. All of those things are available to our community free of charge on an as-needed emergency basis. So if you find yourself and you've run out of diapers and there's no funds to go and buy some more, then we'll be glad to help out with that.
It's been about 56 years since the Roe v. Wade and abortion on demand in America. So I think we can safely say everybody's life has been touched, either to somebody or family member, somebody they work with, somebody they know, by abortion.
Yeah.
And y'all have also a post-abortion support group.
We do. And Debbie Daniel herself leads that. And she actually just completed one over the weekend. She does once a year. She does a weekend post-abortion support group. And then she has another group that meets throughout the year. But yes, women from all walks of life, all age groups can come and receive that support. And we've seen women come and find healing, and chains are broken from their life, from their past abortion, through that program.
Well, I think one thing to me, I don't know, I guess it's just me, but one thing that I find fascinating is the extended support that you have through people who donate, people who volunteer, people who go to banquets, people who, you know, just say, what can I do to help, whatever it may be. And that's it's a large group of people in Carroll County and Harrelson and Heard mm-hmm. that support this ministry. Tell us about those people, because they're, you know, we're not going to say their names because,
right.
you know, they're not looking for that, but yet they're there with their checkbook or their time or whatever. What do those people mean to you and to the ministry?
Well, they really are our heroes. I mean, and there's no other way to say that, and that's not fluffy speech on my part. It really is. We cannot do what we do, and we could not offer these services free of charge without our partners, our donors. And those are individuals, those are churches, those are local businesses that get what we do and come alongside us and are really putting their money where their mouth is, literally. And it's such a blessing. And like I said, we really cannot do it without them.
Speaking of that and contributions, I believe your organization has some of the highest standards in terms of financial accountability.
Correct? Absolutely. We adhere to the Evangelical Council on Financial Accountability. That's a yearly seal that we apply for, and we have gotten it year after year. But yes, that we have to give the documents and do the application and prove that we use our donations to the utmost. We're above reproach when we with our donations.
Well, tell us, you serve three counties. Now, mm-hmm. tell us about where they are or what they are, and I believe you have a satellite office also. Tell us a little the logistical part of this.
Okay. We serve Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard, and our Carrollton Center is at 514 Tanner Street in Carrollton. And we're open there 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. And then we have a satellite location in Tallapoosa, and that is located in the Community Christian Council building at 734 Bowden Street. And we're open there Monday afternoons from 12 to 4. We also serve Heard County. We do not have a location in Heard as of yet, but that is, again, one of our visions is to go and reach Heard County as the best we can. So,
all right. Very good. Tell us a little something more. If someone wants to volunteer, how should they go about it?
The first step in volunteering is to contact us, and you would contact Debbie Daniel, again, the famous Debbie. She is our volunteer coordinator, and she will speak with you and figure out where your gifts are and what's the best place to plug you in. But we are in need of pregnancy coaches. We're in need of parenting mentors. We're in need of fatherhood mentors. We do have an administrative team. We're in need of volunteers that want to come and help us with thank you notes and stuffing mailings. We had a great group come out last week that helped with stuff 500 mailings that are going out. So we've got a lot of different needs, and we're always looking for volunteers.
And I guess you and Debbie do the speaking around churches and different groups? Or
Debbie, myself, and Kelly Roberts, our director of development, we do the majority of the speaking, and we are available to come out to churches, civic groups, business lunches, whatever. We're willing to come out and speak and tell you all about what we do.
All right. We're going to run out of time, so I definitely want to mention the concert. But you have besides the concert, there'll be other fundraising events on the horizon.
Yes. Let me tell you about our dessert and coffee. Okay. It's our annual fall fundraiser. We have it out at Milltown Music Hall in Bremen.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're around, yeah. Like City Station.
Yeah, I think I've heard of them.
And the date this year is Thursday, September 26th. And we have Dr. Wes and Joy Griffith of ILI are going to be our speakers. And Chris Golden, whose father is part of the Oak Ridge Boys, is going to be our musical guest this year.
Are you kidding? The guy with the hair?
Well, one of their sons. I'm not
sure. Oh, okay.
Sure.
This is his son. Yeah, I think it's William Golden or something. Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's
yeah,
very good.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, I imagine he's probably as good as his father. But his father's a bass guy. But anyway, I've never heard of him. So anyway, but that should be great. But you don't even have to wait for some good music till then, because you got it Friday night, right?
That's right.
And we want everybody to come.
Everybody. The whole community is invited.
And if you don't normally listen to contemporary Christian, you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's called A Night of Worship and Inspiration. This Friday night, June 14th, 7 p.m. at City Station over by at the end of the bypass, Highway 166 and Maple Street, behind some sort of drugstore there. And but it'll be a lot of fun. I guess a love offering will be taken for Pregnancy Resource Center. So good for old Miles Brown for wanting to come home and do something good.
That's right.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it. All right. Well, our guest this morning has been Carmen Stamps, Executive Director of the Pregnancy Resource Center. We salute her and the work of the center and everybody involved with it. May God continue to bless them in a rich and wonderful way as they serve the women in need and in crisis during these difficult times.
Thank you, Steve, for having me.
And thank you for listening to the Community Voice here on WLBB Carrollton.